Hello, I am Zahava Zewald. I'm the director of the Municipal Museums of Anderlecht. This is the Beguinage and also the Erasmus House Museum.
The Beguinage, it was a museum for 90 years, and it went through a couple of not so good restorations in the middle of the 20th century, and now it's been restored really well. It's empty, and it's going to be filled up in about a year, but in the meantime, people can come. What do you have in store for people if they come, and when can they come?
We have Archi Week, 2 days in October. Special guided tours on the architecture are organized. The first Sunday of each month will also be possible during the whole day. And there is also a guided tour at 2 o'clock. And we can also open this place for groups, of course, at any time.
And for people who don't know what they are, what is a begin or what was a begin?
Well, this is really a very complex story. These women started to explore a new way of being in touch with God, in fact. How to express a religious feeling. They wanted to invent a new way. And we are here in the 12th, 13th century. And this movement was very important in certain countries in the north, certain parts of Germany, North France, North Italy, here in Belgium, everywhere beside Luxembourg, everywhere in every city there was a Beguinage. These women wished to live in poverty, to be devoted to God, but it's not like the nuns who had to take a vow. This was not asked from them, and so they were quite free. Also in the beginning they were very free. But the church came to be a little bit more critical about them. So they started to control them. And what we know here from the beginnings is what happened to them in the 16th, 17th and 18th century. They were more like domestics of the church here. They worked there. They worked in the Collégial Saint-Pierre Guidon. They helped the religious clergy.
And so this museum, in about a year or so, it's going to have a complete new collection. It's going to be half devoted to Beguinage and the other half devoted, I forgot what the other half devoted.
Yes, the other half will be about Anderlecht, local history. The collections that the people saw before in the former museum, now they are restored and we are studying and we are selecting the best pieces and what is relevant. If you visited this museum, how it was 10 years ago, even 2 years ago, well, it was a little bit, like you say, a mishmash of pieces. It was difficult to understand what is this about.
But it was charming.
It was charming, but now, in our days, you cannot open a new museum with this kind of charming, well, nostalgic. This is impossible. People must come out here and learn something. You cannot, otherwise it becomes an artistic project. If these pieces who were here were used by the Beguines, but in fact all the pieces that were here were pieces from the 19th, 20th century. So nothing was connected to the Beguines. So we really needed to rethink all this project and to be very accurate and correct with the information we give to the public.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.